This is a Get Serial podcast. You can check out more Get Serial at syn.org.au and at Get Serial on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
You are listening to Get Serial on Syn with Sarah and Moni. And right now we're very lucky to be joined by Melbourne-based artist Danielle Weber. Welcome to the show, Danielle.
Hey guys, thank you for having me.
No worries, so glad that you could join us today. And recently, Danielle, you, like many other Australians around the country, have been devastated by the bushfires across the country, and you wanted to help out in a way you could, which I found is really fantastic. And you've created this beautiful mural on a wall in Melbourne. Can you tell us a bit about that and how this all came about?
Look, I think as everyone felt pretty helpless during that time, especially if you weren't close to the area, and I was donating prints and donating to charities, and I thought, you know, I really feel like I'm not making enough of an impact. So I was contacted by Apparition Media, and they, said, you know, if you'd love to do a charity wall that would hopefully stimulate some conversation and raise some more funds, I guess, for Wildlife Victoria and the CFA. And, yeah, they donated the wall and they gave me full freedom on what to do. So it took me a while to come up with a concept. Initially, I was going to paint Les Barber, but I thought she had been painted before, so what better to tap into our wildlife and honour the fireys as well. So, yeah.
Well, good morning, Danielle. This is Moni here. The piece that you did, it's absolutely beautiful. But for the listeners out there that haven't seen it yet, can you just sort of describe what it is and sort of paint that picture in our listeners' mind of all the things that you incorporated in it?
Yeah, of course. So I guess I painted some superheroes. So we've got Batman, we've got Superman, and we've got Wonder Woman. We've got a Wonder Wombat.
Yeah, that's it. I was going to say, I've got Wonder Wombat, Super Kangaroo and Koala Man, but I wasn't sure if they're the terms that you wanted to go with, but I like it.
I guess it's down to interpretation. Everyone sort of people who aren't Australian thought that the Wonder Wombat was a koala.
No.
So that's hilarious in itself.
That's priceless.
And then we've got the CFA back to us as the audience. And the superhero club are welcoming the CFA into their club, which are the animals. So, yeah, so pretty powerful. We've got fire in the background as well. It's quite a colourful piece, but also quite dark as well. So, yeah.
It's such an amazing piece, you know, having the firefighter, you know, they're back to us, sort of we're seeing the wildlife sort of, you know, under threat, I guess you can say, because obviously koalas and kangaroos and wombats are such a huge part of Australia, but to see them as superheroes and stuff is absolutely amazing thing, and it's so cute to see, because we've always got to help them out, really, because it's their home as well.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, agreed. And that's why I thought, yeah, it'd be, and people respond really well, and we love our wildlife, and we're super proud, you know, of our country, so.
Yeah, 100%. And are you able to walk us through your creative process and explain how you did come up with this design and this idea for the animals being superheroes?
Yeah. As I mentioned, I was initially going to paint a portrait, as I feel like Celeste Barber sort of triggered a lot of the donations and charity work that was going on. But then I thought, okay, what's more powerful? What are we proud about? Did a brainstorm, like a bit of a mind map on, you know, what I could incorporate, because sometimes less is more, so you don't want to overpower and put too much into a design. So, you know, wrote down animals, narrowed it down to three. Odd numbers are sometimes better, but, you know, like food, three things on a plate, three or five. And then, of course, the fireys, I felt like they work so hard. A lot of them are volunteers, you know, away from their families. So a digital concept is what I came up with first. So I was sort of just sketching and manoeuvring for the Wonder Wombat, that was super hard to do, to put the Wonder Wombat into a Wonder Woman suit. I was like, yeah, do I get rid of the breasts or do I keep them there? I'm like, you know what? Wonder Woman has breasts, so let's keep them there. So it was a bit of a lengthy process. It's always almost lengthier to do the design brief, the digital mock-up, as opposed to actually executing the piece onto a wall, which is interesting. I'm fortunate enough to have two assistants help me, And we
how long did it take? Like, how long did it take to put together, like, to paint it all with the two assistants?
Yeah. So it was three days, three full days.
Oh, wow.
And sort of like 1.5 days designing it. So,
It's very detailed as well, even just looking at it now. And we'll post this up on our socials later on and send a link to your Instagram page too. But even the... Did you get much help doing this? You did have your assistants helping you. Did they also contribute to the design of it at all? Or was it mostly just you coming up with this?
No, just me. And fortunately, I got given full freedom. So it is hard sometimes because it takes a while for me to actually come up with something. It sounds, sort of easy, but then once you get started on the design process, it's like, oh, I'm stuck. So it's just me, and then the assistants helped me paint the wall.
That's awesome, and you can see it's so detailed, and I love all this work and effort you've put into it.
I just love how the koala is the same height as the kangaroo. Like, I just think that's so cute.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
And is this going to be a permanent piece? Is this going to stay there as long as it can?
I don't think so. I'd love it to be, but of course, Melbourne's a pretty fast-moving city, and Apparition use those walls, for other things. So, who knows? It might be up for another few weeks, but I'm not sure. So if you want to go have a look, go get in quick.
Yeah, for sure. And I guess it'll really get people looking at it if it is something that's just there quickly and it's new and it's different, and it'll really get people talking.
Yeah, definitely. I've had so many people messaging me and taking photos, and I guess that's the thing too, like, to make sure people are staying real. I'm like, okay, yeah, this has gone on, and we don't forget, what our country has gone through, because it's very quick for, to us to move on and say, oh, yeah, we're all good, but there's families and, and our wildlife that are still suffering from this, and they will be for a long time, so...
I feel like this is a piece that's, like, perfect for Hosier Lane. It just stays there all the time. It's a great memory to, the pain and everything that we've gone through, but it's also something that we can look back on and sort of realise how amazing we are as a country to come together and support one another. So I feel like if it got moved somewhere and stayed permanent, it'd be the best thing.
Oh, it would. I battle these sort of things all the time because a lot of my work gets painted over, or, it has a pretty short lifespan, so it is hard. It's hard to swallow sometimes.
You're just going to paint over theirs again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just keep... Yeah, that's the battle of the street art world, isn't it?
Yeah.
But at least we've got photos of it so that people can look back at it and appreciate what you've done.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I might even look into doing a print of it so people, if they do really want to have,
That'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
Hold on to, yeah. Yeah, so that's another idea.
You put it in the museum.
Keep it alive.
And can I ask what you hope can come from this? I know that getting that awareness and getting people looking at it, but what are you kind of hoping that people, do after they look at it? Do you hope that people just donate more?
Besides looking at it and taking a photo
of it. Like supporting the people who have been affected by the bushfires?
Yeah, look, I think a lot of people have already done their bit. But, if you haven't and people had been wondering, how can I help out? I think, sometimes people don't just jump on Google and think, oh, which charity can I donate to? So whether or not, they jump on and donate $5 or $10 or they tell someone about it and have a conversation about what we've been through, it's all awareness, it's all powerful. So it's not even, we're not even trying to, raise funds. It's more just creating that awareness. And I feel like, we're so fortunate to live in Melbourne, and we're not aware of the implications that, the bushfires have, because we're not close to it unless you've had actual family that have, been wiped, if they've had their houses wiped out. I feel like we're not quite aware, and, we have no idea really. So hopefully it sort of triggered a few emotions for people.
I feel like it's a great way to donate to the wildlife. Like, who wouldn't want to donate to Wonder Wombat? Like, honestly, like, that's so cute.
Yeah. it's pretty cute.
Yeah, I feel like that's, like, one of my favourite parts of the entire piece is Wonder Wombat. Like, the face expression, everything, it's just so priceless. Like, it's so well done.
I was laughing so much when I was putting that one together.
Yeah, it's so good. The attitude that that face has is just like...
She's sassy.
Yeah, exactly.
I think the animals really do bring people's attention to it. I think
it always touches people's emotions in some way.
Most people are a sucker for
foreigners
animals.
Too, which is, we have a lot of tourists in Australia, so I think it sort of stopped them in their tracks as well. So
yeah, because they're such iconic animals to Australia too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And would you say that art is a major way to get across these ideas, you're saying? Like, that you're trying to put across?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's a fun and, you know, not in this, and obviously not in this circumstance, but it's a different way. I know for myself, I don't read much at all. So if there's an article, I'll sort of look at the photos, or, you know, I'll listen to the radio because I don't like reading. So I think for people who respond well to colour and realism and, you know, powerful messages within artwork, yeah, I think they sort of, you know, they say, you know, paintings tell a thousand words, and I think they really do. So especially for visual people, and in Melbourne, we have, you know, a large appreciation for art. So I think it works well, you know, ties in nicely with what we're about.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, it's a great piece, so you should be very proud of it.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks.
And if people do want to see your artwork and see this photo, where can they find you on the socials?
So it's just Danielle's Artwork on Instagram and Facebook. And I have a website at www.daniellesartwork.com.
Well, we're going to put all that up on our socials as well so people can check it out and you can see more of her work.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, and thank you for joining us. And thank you for this wonderful piece of art. Actually, one more question. Where can we find this in the city?
Oh, it's so on the corner of Elizabeth and Latrobe Street. So it's just sort of down from Melbourne Central, close to 7-Eleven on the corner.
Great. So head down there, everyone, if you do want to see this beautiful piece of art.
This has been a Get Serial podcast. Get Serial, 6 till 9 a.m. weekdays only on Sin.